Hello and welcome to the Daily Scrub Podcast. This is Blair back with another episode this week. I really appreciate everyone that watched the episodes that I've uploaded from last week. After the very long delay, I'm delighted that you're able to re-engage with the podcast, and hopefully today's episode will also be helpful for you. And the topic is the inevitable test. And what I mean by that is when we are on our healing journey, when we're doing our therapy work, when we're trying to help ourselves get into a better place, we get tested. And sometimes the test can be very subtle. Sometimes it can be very fierce. However, the test is inevitable. It's going to happen. All right. And what I've noticed a lot lately is, you know, people that have been up and about for a while, like they've done the healing work, they've got through the some tricky periods and they're feeling really good, and this continues for weeks and months, and then they hit a bit of a difficult patch. This is 100% normal. And let me explain what I think is going on here, because I've seen it over and over again in my own life, in my own experience, and in working with hundreds of people over the years. And so what happens when we're looking at kind of old patterns, whether it's a mental loop, a thought loop, the way that we feel, the way the body feels, physical, emotional, whatever it might be, when we create change and we start to get into newer habits, newer patterns, the old pattern needs to check in almost. It needs to check in, and it's almost like it's posing a question to us, and it's asking, do you still need me? Do you still need this pattern? Because I've been around for a while, I've been here for years, maybe decades. Are you really wanting to move me on here so that I'm not part of your experience as often as I used to be? That is kind of what's going on. And so if we approach it like that, we have this awareness, this consciousness to acknowledge that that pattern, you know, for better or worse, it's tried to help us, right? And usually it's developed at some point in our early years where we didn't know what we were doing. We were trying to cope with whatever was going on. And it's built this mechanism mentally, emotionally, physically to help us navigate that traumatic event, that stressful event, that emotional event, and so we could function, carry on with our life as normally as we could, right? And so as we age and we move out of childhood and we become resourceful and strong and wise and experienced, this pattern is no longer needed, but it still plays out, and we're like, you know, stop it already, like, enough. And so this is what part of this process, this healing path, is all about. So when we are able to recalibrate, reset, set our focus on a new way of living, new way of being, and we've been doing that for a little while, the pattern needs to come back to test us, to check in and say, do you still need me? And so this is where it feels very familiar. It can spiral a little bit as well. It can be a little bit like it slings back. When we've kind of slung forward, you know, we've moved ourselves forward, it will kind of fling us back to where we might have been in the past. And it can be really disconcerting for people. It can be really disheartening because you're like, oh, I've put all this work in and I should be better by now. And the thing is you are a lot better. You've come a long way, no matter, you know, without knowing your story. But I'm sure you have. And then this thing's coming back to test you, right? Unfortunately, it just does this to everyone. I'm telling you, everyone, to see if it's still required. And if you can hang in there and tolerate whatever it's going to throw at you, but go back to the things, the practices, the exercises, the therapy, the classes, whatever it might be that got you into the good place in the beginning, if you can stick with those things, the pattern will go, oh, okay, so you really don't need me anymore, and it will soften, it will dissolve, and go away quite quickly. And the more that you do this, because as you go on your healing path, these tests come up frequently. Well, not frequently, but they happen from time to time. And you're going to get tested over and over. And the more you get tested, the more you can tolerate it, the quicker it goes, the faster it passes. And it's like, I'm checking in and you're like, yeah, go for your life. Right. And it's like, oh, okay, fine. And it just kind of dissolves, moves past, and you're kind of back to where you were, you know, in your better place. So, yeah, so in summary, it's, and I just want to insist upon that these tests show progress. They do not show regression, right? Although it can seem like that. It's the pattern wanting to, and the ego's involved as well, to go, hey, you know, what are you doing with all this change business? You know, we were pretty good the way we were, even though we're not, you know. But the ego doesn't like change, right? So it wants to kind of reestablish the status quo that you no longer want. And we just have to hang in there to reframe it again to make sure and to inform the ego. No, actually, this where we're at right now is how we want to be. And let's kind of lock this one in. Let's stick with this one. And again, it just takes some perseverance, a little bit of tolerance, and navigate through, and it will dissolve and you'll be back to where you were in, as I said, in a good way. So again, I see this with everyone. It's a human aspect. You're not going backwards. And a guru told me, a legitimate guru told me, that just embrace these challenges. Just recognize that when they do come, that you relish them, because all the things that you've done to get yourself into a better place, if we don't get tested, you know, we can get sloppy, we can get complacent, we can take things for granted. And the meditation we used to do twice a week, or three, four times a week, we do once a month, you know. And the yoga that we used to do, you know, every week, we do once a month, or we just forget about it for a while, and all these things kind of just fall away. They work, you know, all the things that got you to in a good place, they work. And even though they can become a little bit vanilla when we've done them for a while, just because they become our new normal doesn't mean they're not effective, right? So go back to the things that you found most reliably work for you if you find yourself in this kind of situation where you're being tested by an old pattern. Okay, you will navigate it. It's not going to stick around for long, and again, the more you welcome it and don't push to, you know, we're obviously trying to move through it, but we don't want to see it like a fight. We just want to acknowledge it, see it for what it is, and then let it move, knowing that the resources that we've built up so far are going to work in our favor this time around, right? We've got more capacity to deal with this than we ever have before. So it's going to be okay. All right. So that's our episode today. Hope you've enjoyed it, got something out of it. If you want to talk to me, find me on Instagram at Heal with Bled. Direct message me. I really enjoy conversations with people, whether they're clients, non-clients, everybody asking questions. It's a joy to be able to connect with people from around the world. It just is one of the highlights of this work. And yeah, or email me at hello@healwithblair.com. All right, have a great day. Catch you later.